It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is trying to find his footing in the 2020 Democratic presidential primary election. One thing's for certain, he's spending lots of money.
Mike Bloomberg for president. Jobs creator, leader, problem solver. It's going to take all three to build back a country.
Bloomberg has spent more money on advertising than all of the Democratic frontrunners combined. He's also employing a different campaign strategy. Joining us now is Washington Post national political reporter Isaac Stanley Becker. Welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me.
You've been following the first few weeks of Bloomberg's campaign, and let's start with the question of cash. How much has he spent so far?
Well, he has spent, a huge amount of money. As you said, he's already spent more on advertising than all of his top polling rivals combined. On Google alone, he spent something in the ballpark of $5 million already, which is more than, any of his competitors have spent this whole year. He's offering staff, quite hefty salaries. So he is really not sparing a penny when it comes to his campaign.
Yeah, let's talk about where he's spending the money. Most of the Democrats running in the primary are hitting up Iowa and other early primary states. But so far, Bloomberg is turning his focus elsewhere. Here we have a clip from a campaign speech in Arizona.
You don't often see presidential candidates around here. And the fact is, President Trump is about the only one spending any money here and in some of the other swing states around the country. And that's a big problem for a party. And I am determined to change exactly that.
So what's Bloomberg's strategy here?
That's right. I mean, his campaign sort of says that they're playing chess while the other Democrats are playing checkers. Well, they're all pouring resources into Iowa and the other early states. He is taking the battle right to these general election states that he at least claims are competitive. Now, some of these states like Texas and Arizona and Georgia, many people believe are trending blue. It's not exactly clear how quickly that will happen, whether that will happen in this election. But he is investing a huge amount of resources in these states later in the calendar that are very, very rich in electoral college votes and that he claims are necessary to actually beat President Trump next November and not just win the Democratic nomination.
You also reported that Bloomberg made a habit of visiting early nomination states in 2018 and leaving behind big checks for local Democratic parties. How might that play a part in his campaign?
That's right. And you're already seeing him mention that on the stump, even just over the past couple weeks. He mentions his support for Stacey Abrams, who is the unsuccessful but very popular gubernatorial candidate in Georgia. And part of his pitch really is that he can, really lift not just his own presidential bid, but down ballot candidates and state parties, local candidates, across the board. So that sort of previous investment is him saying, look, I've put my money where my mouth is, and that's what I'm going to do this time again.
Another question is his role as a philanthropist. I mean, he has very close ties to major organizations like Planned Parenthood, the Sierra Club, not to mention his work on gun violence through his nonprofit, Every Town for Gun Safety. So what are the chances that this will affect how much or how well he'll do in his strategy?
Well, it's interesting, and you've already seen him, he certainly mentions his time as the New York mayor, but even more so, perhaps, he mentions his philanthropic work and the investments he's made in clean energy reform, in, gun safety and gun control efforts. So he's saying, these are the issues I care about, and these are the issues I would fight for as president. It's pretty clear that he sees, in some ways, his presidential bid as an extension of those philanthropic efforts. And his argument is, I can make a bigger impact as president than I can just as a private citizen contributing to causes I care about.
So when and how will we know if the strategy is paying off?
Well, so his campaign is saying that they expect to have an appearance and in the next round of national polling, and that will be a major test to see whether this investment of resources is actually leading to voter support and voter enthusiasm. So whether he registers significantly in those polls will be a really interesting first test for his campaign.
All right, Isaac Stanley Becker, reporter for the Washington Post. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.